Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who's an expert on today's topic, and today we are discussing the topic of how well managed is your property. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily industry veteran, Jana Gregg, regional supervisor with Landmark Management Group. Welcome.
Thank you.
So when we're talking about how well managed is your property, you really have to manage for two different groups. You have to manage for owners and you have to manage for residents. What are the basic key differences in those?
I think when we're talking about managing for our owners, it's all about increasing the value of that asset, right? So Are we making the best decisions financially? Are we looking out for income? And then when you're talking about managing for the residents, it's almost like the exact opposite. What are we doing to manage their lifestyle? And I think that it can get really easy to forget about that side of it, unfortunately. You know, when you're dealing with your employees every day, your supervisor doing site visits, your asset manager calling you, maybe preparing for owner's visits, those things are in your face and demanding the first priority. And then your upset resident comes in and, you know, takes your time away. And I think that sometimes it can get easy to justify, I'll deal with that person later, or I was already on this task, so let me finish that. And maybe we minimize their issue, right? That's crazy, Miss Brown. She's always complaining about something. And, you know, so I think it's something that we all do, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably the most important thing we should be managing is the residents, right? Because if they're not happy and they move, then that's directly affecting the other objective, which is the, you know, managing for your owner.
Well, when you manage for the owner, I guess everything kind of revolves around your budget. You've got, you've got budget that you've got to adhere to. You've got them calling when they see a rating online that's questionable, that they want to find out what happened. So you really have to respond, I would imagine, and be set up to respond and respond to the goals that the manager has given you. And that does not take in consideration necessarily the needs of the residents, the specific needs of the residents.
Right. And sometimes the residents express their needs and they're not extremely, they're kind of vague, right? And, or sometimes their needs, let's be honest, are just not 100% realistic.
Right.
You know, for whatever reason, the financial goal of the property or whatever, you know, time frame, you know, in a perfect world, when a resident makes a complaint about the parking lot, they want you to go in and fix it within that first week. And we all know on this side that that is just not realistic. But how to convey that to the resident, I think, is where we fall short. You know, how do you explain to them, I hear what you're saying, and I think that that is important, but unfortunately, we can't do that right now. And in their mind, you know, they think, okay, my rent is, let's just say, $1,000 for round number purposes. There's 300 units. Like, you get $300,000 a month. You know, why can't you fix that? Well, you know, because we don't actually get that, you know, cash to be able to do everything it is that you need. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think our residents are just like you and I. They want their needs to be heard, they want honest communication. And I think that there is a good way to deliver that. You know, I have had a situation before when dealing with renewal increases or dealing with similar capital items like that that come up mid-year that, you know that's not going to get done right now. How am I going to pacify this resident for the next couple months until I can approach and maybe budget for this? So, you know, I have talked to residents and said, look, you know, this is your increase. We're going to give you a $50 increase. And they, of course, meet you with some resistance. But I've always had a positive response when I tell them, you know, these increases go to some of the needs that you're requesting, right? Mm-hmm. And just like you ask for a raise from your boss every year, so do all the people that work on this property that pick mm-hmm. up the grounds. But also so do my vendors, you know, the person that comes to take care of the landscaping, the person that comes to fix the gates, the person that, you know, comes to service the pool if you have that. So, you know, with all of those increasing costs, obviously some of those do get passed down to the residents, but then there's also property insurance and sure. taxes and, you know, all these other things that I don't think that we give our residents enough credit sometimes when we think, oh, we shouldn't explain that to them. But I don't see the problem with it because yeah. I've had residents say, oh, well, yeah, I understand that, you know. Now, also, I'll say, I get it. Maybe the $50, $100, whatever it is a little bit steep for you. So can you meet me at... Yeah. You know, and fill in the blank. And sure. 9 out of 10 times, I think that once you talk to them and convey really what is going on, you're honest with them. You don't try and, you know, sugarcoat it or, you know, you give them credit for being an intellectual person that can understand what it is that you're talking about. They are a little bit more appreciative and kind of understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and one of the things that you know, when you look at reviews that people post online and they talk about the poor customer service that they're getting in different properties, and I was talking with one person in the industry recently who was saying that there was a property that they knew of that the resident had supposedly made 9 requests in writing for something to be dealt with, and finally went to the apartment association mm-hmm. and made a complaint through their website. I don't know that it should ever get to that. I mean, it should get to 9 different requests. I mean, you got to give the residents. I mean, you may have an unreasonable resident who just doesn't want to listen to what you're saying when you're trying to be honest up front with them. But how do you let it get to that point? And if so, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you know, I actually serve on the resident relation committee. So I hear a lot of those crazy requests and complaints, and some of them shockingly aren't crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course there are the residents that will always have a complaint about something. But like I said, I do think that most of the residents are just like you and I. We don't want to have to go to some association or some other person to handle our problem.
Sure.
And, you know, I can't imagine a scenario where a resident would have to put 9 requests in writing for something to get done. But I think communication would be the biggest downfall, because if a resident gives me a request that says, hey, I have a water stain on my ceiling, I need someone to come look at that, the first thing that I would do is pick up the phone and call them. If I don't get in touch with them, I would follow up with an email, you know, hey, Mr. Jones, I left you a voicemail. I want to come look at the water stain in your apartment. Give me a call back. If I don't hear from you by this time, then I'm going to go ahead and check it out. And then I think you follow up after you check it out. We looked at it. We have decided that it's this. We're going to schedule someone to come and look at it again. And I think where a lot of complaints arise is when the communication line is broken, because we assume that the resident knows we have their best intentions, right? Because that's our job, but right. They don't. So, you know, they are only going by the response that they're getting. And then if they're getting no response, or they have to call you 10 times and the manager's not available and there's nobody there, then it can be frustrating. I mean, these are people that work Monday through Friday, like most of our upper level on-site teams. So right. Saturday and Sunday, they're dealing with a leasing agent that may or may not be able to give them the answers. And then if someone doesn't return their call or whatever, they're frustrated. They don't know that you had an owner visit or an inspection or another emergency to deal with. Some of them don't care, and rightfully so, if they've had to call you 5 times sure. to try and get a response. So I think sometimes you just have to slow down and follow up and communicate no matter what the answer is going to be. You might not have an answer today, and that's okay. Just tell them that and when you think you might.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. This is a great topic. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of how well managed is your property. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily industry veteran Jana Gregg, regional supervisor with Landmark Management Group. Before we get back in the conversation, I do want to let our listeners know, if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Janet, we've talked a lot, I guess, in the last segment about managing for the resident, to communicate with the resident and so forth. But you also, when you're talking about how well managed is your property, you have to manage the operations. And that in and of itself is a job. Talk a little bit about that and what you see as some of the challenges.
Well, I think part of the challenge is that we all want to say that we are great multitaskers, right? Mm-hmm. Anyone, you put a room full of people in property management and they'll tell you, you have to be able to multitask.
Right.
But the reality of that is nobody is a great multitasker, you know, we think that because we are doing a report and dealing with someone on the phone or answering an email, you know, doing these things at the same time, that makes us a good multitasker. But, you know, it has been proven that you really can only 100% focus on one task at a time.
Right.
So, you know, given that, if you're not managing your daily operations properly and thoroughly, you know, it can come back to bite you. You know, we all have issues that we have to deal with, such as, you know, you have a courtesy officer. Your courtesy officer generally does certain reporting for you, you know, whether it's light checks or they lock your pool every night or they walk the property, depending on where you are, what your owner allows for. But, you know, if you don't make them accountable or you don't double check, hey, you know, did I get these reports? And 1 week turns to 2 weeks, turns to he goes on vacation and you go on vacation. Next thing you know, it's been 2 months and you have a liable incident that happens at your property. You know, we all don't want those to happen. We would never ask for that, but sure, they do happen. So someone falls, you know, God forbid, have a worse incident happen, and now you have to go back and look at your light checks. Mm-hmm. And you tell yourself, oh, I know we do light checks. I know that, you know, Officer Smith sends them to me every single week. But then you go and you check and realize that time has gone by a lot quicker than you remember.
Right.
And now you don't have a light check for the last 3 or 4 weeks when this incident occurred. So if you aren't managing your day-to-day operations, every little task, every report, everything that encompasses all of that, it could give you a bigger issue.
Right.
So, you know, I think that for some of us, you know, we're list makers. We like to cross things off of that list. Prioritizing, you know, making sure that even though you don't want to do that report or call that person, or that you move those really to the top of your list. Mm-hmm. So I got that advice from somebody one time that said, do the task you hate the most first, because if you don't and you keep putting it off till the end of the day, you know, I mean, a whole week could go by, because
right,
I can't tell you the last time, and I've done this now for over 20 years, that I got everything on my list completed.
Sure.
Things always go to the next day, and that's okay, as long as you start with those same items and go back to them and,
right,
and finish them and make people accountable.
So, you know, one of the things when you're talking about managing your operations also has to do with being in compliance with training and so forth. I mean, every management company has their own way of training their employees for the way they want them to work, but you also have fair housing and other
right,
things. So what's your advice on that as far as staying on top of it?
Well, we at Landmark require that every employee that deals with a resident, whether it's manager, assistant, leasing, part-time leasing, and our maintenance supervisors, all do fair housing training every year.
Mm-hmm.
We keep record of when each person does it. And, you know, it gets repetitive. And, of course, people that have been with us for 10 plus years are like, you know, I know my fair housing,
yeah,
you know, but you still make them do it mm-hmm, every single year. Partly because, you know, you can tell someone something repetitively, but until they actually have to draw on that education that they have, they don't realize, oh, I did not respond to that properly. And, you know, all the legal seminars we've been to, Howard will say a million times, anyone can file a HUD complaint.
Right.
Whether something was right or wrong, anyone can file it. So you just have to make sure you're prepared to protect the owner, protect yourself. And we at Landmark always say, you should focus more on doing what's right instead of trying to always be right.
Yes.
It's okay to admit fault. It's okay to do something wrong. We're all human. The judgment call you made, you know, on this one situation might have been surrounded with good intentions. But, you know, if it was the wrong one, it was the wrong one. It's okay. It's not the end of the world if you can go back and correct it. And again, there's a lot of power behind the words, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure. Sorry. I made a mistake and this is how I'm going to fix it. But, you know, with training, you're right. We do try and arm our people with as much training as possible, using all of the HAA training, all of the education they offer, and, you know, which is so plentiful that, you know, whether it's marketing, operational, fair housing, legal, you know, I mean, I feel like we do have an abundance of information at our fingertips to help our on-site teams be prepared and successful.
You know, when we're talking about fair housing training, and you mentioned that anyone who interacts with a resident gets trained every year. Do you do that by sending your teams out to get that training, or do you do it online? How do you do it?
We do both. So everybody learns differently, right? Mm-hmm. Some people can sit down to do a webinar. I have found that, you know, salespeople in general don't love sitting down in front of a computer to watch an hour or a 30-minute long webinar. So we kind of use both. If somebody did a webinar last year, we might sign them up for an actual class this year, mm-hmm. And then vice versa. So I think keeping it interesting and keeping it changing is what helps them be engaged and actually learn from the experience that they're having, you know, I mean, and making sure that they're available and that you're able to communicate with them. Like, we also talk about it in our meetings, you know, or something that might have happened at, you know, another property. Let's talk about that and how we could have fixed it and where we did something wrong, where something was perceived the wrong way. Because I don't always think that it's, yes, you did something wrong. I mean, perception is reality, right?
Sure.
What you think is your reality. So we have to kind of bring ourselves to that side of the fence.
So when you've got the operational folks that you're training and that you depend on a day-to-day basis, personalities,
mm-hmm.
What do you do? What do you recommend for people? Because everybody's got a different personality. Sometimes people have great personalities for leasing, and sometimes they don't. They end up in management.
Hey.
Well, I always say that because every time I talk to someone about how they started, they always say, I started leasing, but now I'm in management.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I guess I can't speak for everybody. I think I am definitely a leasing and salesperson at heart.
Mm-hmm.
I identify with our leasing people, and, you know, some could argue that is the most important job at the property, right? So for every lease that leasing person gets, you could be looked at as over $12,000 a year that they're adding, you know, to the property,
sure.
Depending on your average rent. So, you know, a good salesperson, a good leasing person is extremely valuable to your team. But I think you have different personalities and you build the team where one person's strengths makes up for another person's weaknesses.
Sure.
And, you know, you can't have three identical personalities in an office. And, you know, you have to make sure that they ebb and flow. And that can be challenging. But, you know, I think we have a really great way of doing that. I wish I could tell you exactly what the formula is, because we have really long-term, you know, long-term managers, long-term leasing people. I've been with Landmark for 15 years, but I don't think there is a secret formula.
Yeah.
I wish there was.
All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit more in the next segment about the leasing aspects and managing leasing, but we're going to take a break right now. We're going to be back after these commercial breaks. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of how well managed is your property. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily industry veteran Janet Gregg, regional supervisor with Landmark Management Group. And I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Flooring, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enhanced products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions making IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Deanna, we were talking in the last segment. We started discussing leasing and how to manage the leasing team. And I know you indicated that that's one of the most important things of a property because of the ability to affect the bottom line.
Right.
So what's your secret sauce for finding great leasing people? I've heard a lot of, we've had guests on the show that have talked about if they go to a hotel and there's a great hospitality person there, they're going to give them a card, you know, what have you found to be a great way to find people to lease? And obviously, if you want someone with experience, you got to get someone in the industry. But otherwise, bringing someone in that has a personality, is that something you try to do?
Yeah, I think that some people are just natural salespeople, right? You know, I mean, you can't take an introverted person that doesn't like meeting new people and put them in a leasing office and expect them to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that when you are out and about and, you know, whether it's running your errands or whatever it is, we are always keeping a lookout for talent. And I'll tell you, I just told my coworkers just last week that I need to go back to Costco and offer this guy a job because I'll tell you, he tried to sell my 18-year-old son on an executive membership and I almost paid for it just so he would stop. And, you know, I mean, but he was just really good. He wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
And was really good at it. So yeah, you're always looking out for people that give you that feeling, you know, easy to talk to, easy to have a conversation with. They're just natural about it. It's not forced.
Right.
And, you know, then you help them perfect it, really, because I think every company has their different technique, I guess,
right,
that they want their leasing people to use, and it changes constantly, right? Our residents tell us what it is that they want, what they want us to sell them on, and so I think that that's important. I think it's important to know your demographic, your resident base. I think it's important for you to know your community and for you to put the right person in that community to get the desired result.
Now, when it comes to leasing, I mean, I know that Landmark does new development,
yes,
properties from time to time, and you've got something that I think's breaking ground in the area as we speak. But when you're looking at developing a new property, what do you do as far as what you're thinking today on amenity packages and things like that for the residents? What are the residents wanting?
Well, I mean, that's the magic question. I think it depends on who you ask, because mm-hmm. I go and recently shopped properties and, you know, was kind of thrown back when I walked into a fitness center and saw like a little mini fitness center for your kids.
Mm.
And I thought, that is so cute, because part of the thing that keeps me from going somewhere to work out at my schedule is my kids.
Right.
And that's, I think, the vast population of parents, right?
Right.
We just don't have time, but they solve that problem for you. And so I think you kind of draw from your own experiences to help. But to me, it's not just about what your competitor is offering. It's about unique, you know. I've seen a property that had the interactive gaming, you know, system set up in this lounge type area, but it never got used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there just was not anybody killing themselves to go down there and play a round of virtual golf. So sometimes I think that it's trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think it's knowing your location, maybe, you know, shopping the properties and talking to people, focus groups. For us, we look at our most used amenities and our experiences with our residents, which, you know, at the end of the day, we find that people just like you and I, when they're done working, and we're mostly in the suburban areas, so
right,
a lot of our residents have commutes,
right,
longer commutes. But they want to go home to their families. They want to cook dinner. They want to watch their Netflix and be in a nice, quiet apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a lot of our focus there.
Right.
You know, and that's what we have found. And, you know, we don't dress up the property with unused amenities, and we also use it as a selling tool, you know, when people come in and, oh, you don't have a tanning place, or you don't have a spa, you know, where I can get a massage. Well, you know, no, we don't. For the most part, when you come home, you're gonna go home, you're gonna, you know, do your nightly routine, maybe not use those amenities,
right,
if you really think about it.
Right,
know?
Right. Well, I was talking to someone in the industry who was offering, this is several years ago, but they were offering coffee,
mm-hmm,
you know, in their offices, and they started to notice that this is a pretty good-sized property, that they were going through 3,000 cups a month, actual cups, disposable cups. And so they changed it to say, bring your own mug, and you're welcome to have our coffee. They didn't supply the cups, and their expense dropped. But the people who really wanted it appreciated it, and it kind of created that hominess of, hey, I could bring my own mug in there, you know,
yeah,
my favorite mug type of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I think a lot of times people jump on those bandwagons of the amenities, and all of a sudden they see, whoa, I got a big expense every month that I've got to deal with.
Right. And I do think that there is a little bit of tweaking. When something first comes out, you know, I'm never one to just jump on the bandwagon. Right. I kind of want to see how people tweak it and how it changes. And we've kind of gone through the same thing with our fitness centers. You know, some people bottled water in the little fridge in the fitness center, and we have the, you know, the refiltered water, and the residents bring their own water bottle.
Right.
We do still have disposable cups. You know, the kids will get off the bus, come through there, get a drink of water before walking home. But you're right. I mean, you do get a better feedback from your residents when you listen to them or ask them, what is it? What change would you like to see? What is it that you would like here? But, and then tweak, you know, certain things like that.
Do you try to do surveys with your residents as far as like across the board where you send them out, or do you just try and get that information one-on-one when you're talking with somebody?
We've tried both. I think you have to be willing to try different avenues if you want the mass majority. You know, we'll send out a survey and generally get about a 40% response rate. So it really just depends on if the person wants to take the time to do the survey. So then we also will do, you know, one-on-one when they come in to talk to you, say, hey, by the way, what did, you know, did you see our survey? What do you think about this?
Right.
But mainly I think it's listening to them throughout the time that they're there. You know, I mean, people will tell you what they want. You just have to be willing to hear what they're really saying, not what you want them to be saying.
Right. How do you handle your renewals? And we've got about a minute and a half left in this segment, but how do you handle your renewals from the standpoint of, I've had people on the show that said, you know, start working on renewals the day they move in, you know?
Right.
So how do you look at that as far as charging your staff with on your properties with making that a priority?
Well, you know, because if you do most of the work on the front end, then on the back end, it pays for itself, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to make sure that we explain to them the move-in process. I mean, moving has been what classified as one of the top three stressful things that you can do. And I don't think people voluntarily want to move every year or, you know, whatever. So we do tell our people we're in the resident retention business, not the leasing apartment business.
Right.
So obviously we also, again, going back to the give people a little bit more credit, our leasing people that are coming in now, you know, in the quote unquote millennial generation, they actually do have really great ideas that are just thinking outside of the box to get you to provide for the residents. And you know, we've used some of them and they've worked out great.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to take our break and be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of how well managed is your property. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is longtime multifamily industry veteran Jana Gregg, regional supervisor with Landmark Management Group. And Jana, we've talked about in the previous segments about managing for residents, managing for operations, managing for leasing. What about managing yourself? What about the making sure that you're doing the best you can do and being the most efficient? What do you recommend?
Well, I don't necessarily know if I consider myself a veteran.
Well, you said 20 years.
No, I know. It's still hard to hear myself say it. Is that crazy? Anyway, I think I just caught that this time. So managing yourself, I would say for me, it's about taking the big picture. Mm-hmm. And breaking it down into manageable doses, manageable goals. You know, I think we're all given maybe quarterly, monthly, however your goal is broken down. You know, what is the ultimate goal for the owner? And do you set a personal goal for yourself? I think that is important so that we can keep ourselves, you know, on the right track. But I like to kind of take that and then break it down into something a little bit more manageable. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, if you're looking at the end of the year, you need to increase your income or your NOI by 7%. I mean, that's a big number. How am sure. I going to do that? And then maybe break it down by quarter or by month. And it seems a little bit easier to do, right?
Right.
Or if you have a property that, you know, maybe needs a staff change or is suffering in some way, you know, you just kind of have to stop and say, what are the most immediate things that I can do and focus on that. And then everything else starts to kind of fall into place. I went to a class one time and they talked about classifying items into urgent,
right.
emergent, and priority or important. So, you know, you have your urgent things first and then your things that are considered emergencies
right.
and then your priorities because everything cannot be urgent at the same time.
Right.
So I think that is important, and to also be realistic with yourself. You know, you cannot accomplish everything in a day, and it's okay if you don't finish everything that you set out to do. Like I said before, just make sure that you make a commitment to yourself that you're going to start with those items that you left off the very next day.
Right.
And still be able to handle the curveballs that are thrown at you throughout the day, right? Because that's what our business does. You think you have it all planned out, and then someone calls you with a flooded 4 units
right.
or a fire or, you know, some other emergency issue. So I think that's important. I think that I like to give myself little daily reminders, and I try and do this with my staffs too. Tell them that they're doing a great job. I try to find positive things with every property and every person to mm-hmm. be able to tell them. Even if things aren't going so great, you know, maybe they're not making their goals. Maybe our performance is suffering. But I can find things that can lift them up to help them, you know, you're doing great with this, your reviews have been great, your resident satisfaction is great, whatever it is, right? To kind of help ease them through what could be a difficult time. I think everyone likes to kind of hear nice things that they're doing, and then help them come up with a plan on how to improve. So for me, that's what it is to kind of break things into manageable doses.
And then you help, obviously, your teams work on their efficiencies. And
right.
And how do you try to do that?
Honestly, I like to ask them what their ideas are. You know, maybe I see that we have a failure in some breakdown of communication. You know, I'm not getting this report from you, or maybe it's incorrect. You know, tell me where it is that you're having the issue. How can I better communicate with you? Because how I communicate with this manager over here isn't going to be the same as how I need to communicate with another manager, right? So I like to ask my leasing people, my assistants, my managers, even the maintenance staff, you know, how do you like to be managed? Do you like me to check in with you or tell you specifically, exactly, verbatim, step by step what to do? Are you good with kind of picking up and just running with everything? Because I think for the most part, people will tell you how they need to be led. And then if we do have an issue, you know, right now we have a low penetration rate on getting our residents to subscribe to our resident app. So, you know, I'm like, one of our goals this first quarter is I want to make sure that we increase this. It doesn't need to be at 30%. We need at least 50% or more. So I want y'all to brainstorm of some good ideas, and then we'll talk about them when I come out there. So, you know, yesterday I go to my first site visit for the year, and they had a list of ideas that we were able, you know, to run through, and make a decision on. So I think that, you know, they'll tell you,
right,
you know, what it is that they need or want to do. And then sometimes you step in and say, well, I think we can kind of go in this direction. So you just kind of twist and steer them in the right direction, right, and then let them take it the rest of the way.
And when you, I just want to briefly ask you about the resident app. Tell me, what kind of things does it do? Pay rent, I guess?
Yeah, so you can pay rent, you can do your work orders, you know, it's linked to our, it's linked to our website, so you can contact us after hours, you know, that.
Yeah, kind communication of, tool,
yeah,
basically.
Communication, so that 24 hours a day we're able to respond to their immediate needs. And it has a, I guess, I would say like a backdoor function where it also records all the calls that come in after hours, so that if there's any question on if somebody, let's say, received a maintenance call and did or didn't respond, we do have that hard backup,
right,
to use as well.
All right. Well, tell our listeners, because I want to introduce our special guest in the studio with us, but tell our listeners a little bit about how they can reach you, and a little bit about Landmark.
So Landmark is, of course, multifamily. And I've been there for 15 years this year. And we are always excited to talk to people that are interested in joining our little Landmark family, our team. It is a great company, and lots of communication, so you have to be good with that. But, you know, we like to hear everybody's ideas. But we are owner built and owner managed, and we do have currently a project underway, and we are possibly adding another two or three in the very near future. So if somebody wants to contact me, they could reach me at my office, which is 713 855-3814, or they could email me at jgragg, G-R-A-G-G, at lmhomes.net. And we are always looking for talent and people to add to our company.
And I will add that I've known you for many years, and Landmark is a great company. And one of the things that someone told me a long time ago is that the fact that you guys have so many employees that have been there for so long, mm-hmm. Really says a lot, because you can't poach a employee who's happy. So
right.
So they've got to be happy to be want to stay there. I do want to introduce our special guest in the studio. We have a sponsor in the studio, one of our exclusive sponsors, Kelly Aylesworth, with the client relations manager with WaterLogic, is in the studio. And you've been on the show before, but came down today to say hello. So thanks for coming down.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to be here.
And in the last minute or so, tell everybody a little bit about WaterLogic and how they can reach you.
Absolutely. WaterLogic is a water management services company. We've been in business for 17 years. We use smart technology and our water management services to save our clients on average 30 to 40% for irrigation water costs. So that will definitely help increase that NOI.
You could put that on your list to do. Kelly has helped you manage one of your tasks.
There you go. Cross that off your list. So if you'd like to reach me, you can send me an email at info@waterlogic-texas.com. And then my phone number is 713-878-9574.
And I will add that the technology in what was at one point in time a very unsophisticated field has come so far that you guys at WaterLogic can communicate with an irrigation controller if it's in Oregon from Houston or wherever it may be.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing the things that can be done. But by doing that, you save water and preserve that natural resource, as well as increase the NOI on multifamily properties. So that's great. Well, thank you both for being here today. It's been wonderful to have you, and certainly, Jana, I want you back on again. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.